Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Frank, you've been with us here all week. You deserve an award.
I'm Frank Isola. You know what? You're right. Maybe I'll just take one of these Emmys. It looks good right
Alrighty,
here, doesn't it?
Sparky, hold on there just for a second. Let's not get carried away.
Well, I did win a New York Emmy, and since New York is the bigger market, the media capital of the world, it's technically bigger
in
some
way. That sounds so much like the person who used to be in that studio 2, 3, 4 years ago, whenever that was.
Yep.
Sounds like him. Welcome to PTI. Tony couldn't bring himself to work even one day this week. So Frank Isola joins me to talk about Damian Lillard trade reports,
yeah,
changes to Team USA, and an eventful second round of the British Open. We're going to begin, though, with Game 5 of the NBA Finals set to be played tomorrow night right here in Arizona. The Bucks even the series, of course, by winning Games 3 and 4 in Milwaukee, combining a really strong inside game on offense with tougher defense on Chris Paul. Frank, historically in the NBA Finals, when the series is tied at 2, the winner of Game 5 has won the series 72% of the time. Do you believe whoever wins tomorrow night will win this series?
Not necessarily. This series, the season has been too unpredictable. You know, if you go back to Milwaukee's best win this season was beating the Brooklyn Nets in the second round. They were up 17 on the road in Game 5, ended up losing that game, won at home, then they came back to Brooklyn and won Game 7. Milwaukee this year, think about it, Mike. They won twice in Miami on the road, twice in Atlanta. They had the big Game 7 in Brooklyn. I still think they can get a game here, but if they don't win tomorrow night, I still think they can win Game 7. The big thing will be, can they get a better performance out of everyone, including Jrue Holiday, including Giannis? Because you know this, Mike. If I'm Phoenix, I left Milwaukee thinking I should have won that game. I was the better team. I just didn't execute down the stretch. The turnovers from Chris Paul were big. We didn't do a good job on Chris Middleton. It's still Phoenix's series to win, but I'm not going to say if they win tomorrow night, that means they're winning the series. Absolutely not.
Frank, I'm pretty much with you on this. I don't think either team has established itself necessarily as the better team.
Nope.
And I know you and I, sort of how we watch the playoffs. When does somebody really establish itself as the better team? That hasn't happened. Phoenix had a chance to make that happen in Game 4 in Milwaukee the other night. They didn't do it. So now you've got these big questions. One, are you going to get Middleton and Giannis to play that well in tandem again twice, right? Is Chris Paul going to bounce back and be the Chris Paul we've seen the entire playoffs, except for like the last game and a half? What is going on there? Do we believe the Suns when they say nothing? Nothing's wrong with them. I mean, we've heard that now. Nothing's wrong with Chris physically in terms of some new injury. So, I mean, you got, just as you framed it, you've got some big questions there. Is Booker up for at least one more game in tandem with Chris Paul, which we saw in Denver a couple of times. We saw in Los Angeles against the Lakers and the Clippers. And you can't answer all these things until you see these guys on the floor. This has turned into potentially a great series. I can't wait for Game 5. But who can predict what the hell is going to happen in this series now?
And there were a couple of times during the game where Mike Breen, doing the broadcast, mentioned Chris Paul grabbing his left hand, his left wrist. So I think he is carrying an injury. He's not going to come out and admit that and say that he's struggling. But I do, and you know Chris Paul. And over the last few days, all everyone's talking about is the 15 turnovers in the last three games. And Monty Williams came out today during media availability and said, that's an aberration. You're going to see those games, you know, once every 100 games out of Chris Paul. You'll watch. He'll be better. And I think Chris Paul, you know this. He's got a lot of pride. He knows that these opportunities don't come along very often.
No.
I expect a big-time performance out of him in Game 5.
This is literally the opportunity of a career.
That's right.
Of a splendid Hall of Fame career. It's still the first time he's been this close to grab it. And I'm not betting against Chris Paul. I'm not doing that.
Do you think if you're the Bucks, you got to get Giannis back underneath the basket, in the paint? That's
Again.
Where he was dominant. I did not like, you know, the block was great. I didn't like the way that he played for the most part
in game four.
That's why I think Phoenix, they had to be kicking themselves after that because they were the better team in Game 4. All right, big developments with the men's Olympic basketball team. Kevin Love withdrew today, saying he's not at peak performance, so the squad will reportedly add JaVale McGee and Keldon Johnson to replace Love and Bradley Beal, who, of course, left the team after entering the health and safety protocol. Mike, are McGee and Johnson what Team USA needs?
my first reaction is not necessarily, although Johnson's played for Pop.
That's right.
Pop knows what he can get from Johnson. And sometimes it's unsung guys. Who knows that better than Pop as a coach? Guys who don't need eye-popping numbers, they don't need that. They got enough of that. So maybe Johnson will be a guy who's like a 12-6 guy, but he can defend, can do all the intangible things that any kind of championship team, Olympic or league needs. But they're going to get a couple of guys they need. We don't know how sturdy they're going to be, how much energy they're going to have in Middleton and Booker. And Holiday, too.
Yeah.
Those guys, it seems to me, that's what they're going to need. Look, wing players dominate the world, not just the NBA, the world. And those guys can get out and do various things in the positionless basketball that is played today. I don't know. Maybe Pop must see the need for a big, therefore JaVale McGee, who can do some other intangible things, block some shots, take advantage of the international rules, which are different than the NBA rules. So I'm not going to say, no, the team doesn't need those guys, but it needs the three guys who are still playing in the NBA Finals, particularly with Bradley Beal and Love gone.
Yeah, and let's remember, they still have Kevin Durant and Damian Lillard on the team. Also, you know, you mentioned Popovich with Keldon Johnson. Let's not forget that Steve Kerr coached JaVale McGee. And Steve Kerr is assistant coach on this team. So I think in this moment when you're really scrambling, I think they wanted to go with what was something that they know. They know JaVale McGee.
Familiar.
They know Keldon Johnson. And I understand Trae Young, and I like the fact that he wants to be on the team. And he sent out a tweet kind of comparing himself to Isaiah Thomas when he made the Dream Team. We love Trae Young. Trae, when Isaiah didn't make the Dream Team, he had won two NBA championships.
NBA titles.
So let's slow down a little bit. You know, JaVale McGee, that first game is against France. They have Rudy Gobert, and I think this was a big issue to bring in a guy with size. And I think a mistake that they made, and I give Kevin Love a lot of credit for wanting to be on the team, but physically he wasn't ready. The way that he played against Nigeria, it really didn't look like he was going to help them. It's almost like a team going into the regular season where, like, you know, maybe we need to make a move here. I feel badly for Kevin Love. He's won an Olympic gold medal. But I actually think it's the right move to make to get some size in there.
Yeah, and one more thing about the Trae Young situation. He's going to earn his way on that team.
Exactly.
He is, because he's great. Not now. The last time the U.S. took a young star group of players to the Olympics, 2004, there were guys like LeBron, Wade, Carmelo.
That's right.
They got popped.
We were there.
Okay?
We saw them lose
We were
three
there.
Times.
We saw them. Larry Brown was a coach of that team. They got popped. So, look, I get it with Trae. Stop with Isaiah, okay? Isaiah had won championships. He won a college championship with Indiana. He'd been named, I think, to an Olympic team
in 80.
Then it didn't go.
That's
and Isaiah
right.
was. No, so just let's slow
it's
your
not
roll.
The same.
You're going to be fine, but let's not make that
same.
Comparison.
No.
The second round of the British Open produced some memorable moments. Colin Morikawa shot a 64. Another 64 to take the lead temporarily, but Louis Oosthuizen passed him, and Jordan Spieth is just behind him as they both put together strong rounds for the second straight day. Dustin Johnson suddenly tied for fourth. Off the course, your boy, Bryson DeChambeau, Frank, apologized to his equipment sponsor for blasting his driver yesterday, but he is getting killed, and this is funny, by the British tabloids. Frank, what stands out to you today?
Well, the weather certainly stood out. It was very good, and that's why the scores were excellent.
Sunny
like
with
they
a light
were.
Breeze.
And Morikawa, if you think about, you know, he won the PGA Championship first time out, and now he has a chance to win the Open first time out. No one's ever done that before in his debut in both those tournaments. That's excellent. If I'm Jordan Spieth, though, I'm kind of kicking myself because he left about three or four strokes on that course, including a one-foot putt on 15, which is going to drive him crazy as well. But how about Louis? One bogey over 2 days. That is impressive. It feels like he's finished second a bunch of times. It seems like it's his tournament to win.
Because he has.
Yeah.
I mean, he and Koepka seem to just, when a major appears in the calendar, they just go nuts and they smell it and they play so much better and they're so calm. And Oosthuizen, the two rounds, I watched most of the two rounds yesterday and today, Frank, and you're right. I mean, they were virtually flawless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard. Now, yes, the course is receptive because you've got some gentle breeze. It's very gentle. And wind is the defense for that particular golf course. It is, that can be said in the case of many, you know, seaside, you know, links courses, certainly in the case of this one. But I got to tell you, the DeChambeau thing has me nuts. I love this story because months ago, even a year or so ago, I told Tony, I spend a lot of time right behind me in a golf course community, all right? And people do not like this guy. They think he's a jerk. Yep. He behaves like one. They think he's bad to volunteers and the littles and people like engineers who try to do the best they can for his wacky, you know, nerdy golf club requirements. And now he went too far. Yeah. And as I said yesterday, if I'm these guys, I fire
Cobra.
Him. I dump him, Cobra. I get rid of DeChambeau.
That's why he apologized, because no he knows if
yes,
I'm going to dump
but
him.
But it's too late. He did the damage. I would throw his butt out. And the tabloids are just killing him. Wow, that's the number one story there for me, for those people who care about social media. You see how DeChambeau's getting lit
And Brooks Koepka jumped in, too, because he was asked his round, and he said, I love my driver.
Love
so
my
he
driver.
Knows how to twist
so
that
funny.
Knife. By the way, Brooks Koepka, John Rahm, and Dustin Johnson, if they have good rounds on Saturday, they, all three of those guys, have a chance to win this tournament. Absolutely.
Yes, they do.
Absolutely.
They're in play. Drama. More drama to come.
What do we need?
A break to come for us. We're coming up. A report says Dame Lillard will soon request a trade. Did he do that? Is he going to do it? Will the Trailblazers do it if he does?
And the Cubs traded away Jock Peterson. Are the big names next? Your Cubs. Fire sale, as they call it.
It's over. It's done.
Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, and game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part? Each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code PTI. That's code PTI. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline. Tony's not here, so nobody's going to dress up in some silly outfit. But the phone lines are open anyway. Let's take the first call.
They threatened me, Mike, with violence.
Hi, Phil and Frank. Hi, Mike. Can you tell me if you see the Trailblazers trading Damian Lillard?
All right, this comes up because Lillard's name is all over the news today. There are reports, or at least one report, that he was going to demand a trade shortly, subsequently, immediately. Dame Lillard has said, I want to spend the rest of my life or my career in a Portland Trail Blazer uniform. I'm going to talk to Chauncey about this. They're all going to be in Vegas at Summer League.
With Neil O'Shea.
And so he said it with Neil O'Shea, the GM. And he's saying he's not demanding anything. But Frank, we know that people are going to put a little phone call in, lots of people, to the Portland Trailblazers to say, what's the deal here? Is he available? I wouldn't trade him. I'm not trading Dame Lillard. He's the face. I mean, Bill Walton, Clyde Drexler, Dame Lillard. Those are the three greatest Portland Trailblazers. I'm not getting rid of him. I'm going to get rid of some other people, try to keep him.
But I do think that he doesn't want to be there. And you and I have been down this road before with a lot of players. Yeah. They don't want to be there, but they want to win in the court of public opinion. He doesn't want a nasty divorce with the great fans of Portland who love him, and I get that he likes the fans. So he's trying to do it in such a way that he has an exit, but he doesn't want to be the one blamed for leaving there. There's going to be a lot of teams lying. Here's my thing. Giannis was in a similar situation in Milwaukee. You never hear Giannis complaining about the players around him.
No, he stayed. He stayed. And he stayed, and look where he is. Kobe Bean Bryant, the great, late Kobe Bryant, came that close, I mean, he could have gone to the Clippers. So we see this, but we also see guys say, wait a minute. People love me in this place. I'm not going. I expect Dame Lillard to continue to play in a Trailblazer uniform.
Knicks want him. Warriors, Lakers.
Everybody wants him. I want him.
And right Philly for Ben Simmons.
I want him.
You never know.
What's next?
What do we got?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Frank. Now that they've traded away Jock Peterson, do you see the Cubs trading away their big name?
Well, big names, plural, could be. Yeah, I mean, I can see them trading a couple people. Chris Bryant, and we've been expecting this ever since Chris Bryant first came up with the Cubs in 15. I mean, there was talk about service time and when he would be a free agent, and his agent is Boris. We know where this could go. So I think Chris Bryant is gone. Rizzo just seems like a Cub to me.
Yes.
He's more beloved than Bryant, even though Bryant was the MVP of that World Series team. Javi Baez, they seem like they want to get.
Yep.
Kimbrel, the Cubs can never keep a close for more than 2 seconds, so they'll deal him and come back to haunt them. They're going to deal at least two of those guys, and it's understandable, Frank. Because we're not getting 2016 again. Yeah. Not walking through that door.
Everyone wants bullpen help, so Greg Kimbrel, he would be available. The Red Sox, Astros like him. Here's my thing about Chris Bryant, though, and I understand he's going to be a free agent. He was involved. He's on a championship team in Chicago. There's not a lot of those guys out there.
Love
he was
him.
Involved in the last out of the game. Isn't there some connection there?
Yes.
You're going to have the Mets trade him. He's going to be playing in the Mets outfield. Is that really
Don't
what the fans
it.
Of Chicago are going to allow?
But you know what the fans
know.
Of Chicago want? We want to win again. They're like the 85 Bears, Frank. They're a single team, a single-year team. And I love them. When Chris Bryant walks in a restaurant, I will stand up and applaud and order
but
the meal for
him
and
of
pay
now.
For it. They're going to get rid of him. I said when he walks into a restaurant as a visitor, it's over, Frank. They got to retool the team. I hate to say that, but it's over. The phone lines are closed. I'm going to start crying. I just said, let Chris Bryant walk. That's insane. Let's take one last break, but in our future, I see us discussing Conor McGregor's latest excuse.
You Cubs fans, you're cutthroat like the Yankees. And a close friend of Aaron Rodgers reveals what he thinks is about to happen.
Uh-oh. I know, Chris Bryant leaving. It stinks.
I know.
But the team, you know, I just said keep Dame Lillard.
He's part of history.
New tonight on Sportsnet. Just over 10 days until training camp opens, Adam Schefter has the very latest on the Packers' plans surrounding the Aaron Rodgers standoff. Plus, today's full assessment and must-see moments from round two of the Open Championship. And Stephen A. Smith's take on the deciding factors for Giannis and the Bucks versus CP3 and the Suns in a crucial Game 5 Saturday. SportsCenter, right after PTI.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 78th birthday, Jimmy Johnson, the coach, not the driver. And as young as he looks, he should just lie about his age. Tell people he's 63. A lot of college coaches think they can make a successful transition to head coach in the NFL, but very few have. And at the top of that list is Johnson. He won, of course, at the U, then went to the Cowboys and won even bigger. Back-to-back Super Bowls in the early 90s. And anybody who's paying attention knows he should get the lion's share of the credit for the third title, not Barry Switzer. Not many head coaches are in both the college and pro football halls of fame. And for the last 19 years, he's been pure gold on television as part of the Fox ensemble with Terry, Howie, Michael, and Kurt.
He's great on television. How about the talent he recruited to Miami? And, Mike, think about it. There was a time in the NFC East you had Bill Parcells, Joe Gibbs, and Jimmy Johnson.
Jimmy Johnson.
Pretty good.
Halcyon days for sure. That wasn't it the case last year. Happy anniversary, Joe DiMaggio, on this day 80 years ago. You went 3-for-4 to extend your best ever hitting streak to 56 games. The truly amazing thing about the summer of 41 is that DiMaggio was involved in a season-long duel of sorts with the great Ted Williams, who that same day was hitting 395 en route to becoming the last man to hit 400. Throw in Joe Louis defending his title three times that summer, and you have three of the most important athletes in American history holding the nation captive without the assist of social media, modern marketing, or even television. Joe D won the MVP over Teddy Ballgame, but if I had a vote, Frank, I think I would have gone the other way.
Well, I think you're crazy. No one is breaking that 56-game hitting streak. By the way, after it was stopped, he then had a 16-game hitting streak. Amazing what Joe D did.
Who's hitting 400? Nobody hitting 400 either,
well,
dude.
You can
come
do
on
that.
Now.
No one's getting a 56-game. Well, George Brett almost got it. Almost.
Happy trails to the Tokyo Olympics for Liz Cambage. The WNBA All-Star has withdrawn from the Australian Olympic team. In a statement, Cambage cited past struggles with her mental health, adding, quote, "I've been really worried about heading into a bubble Olympics. No family, no friends, no fans, no support system outside my team. It's honestly terrifying for me. This past month, I've been having panic attacks, not sleeping and not eating," close quote. The news follows a report that the Australian team was discussing her future with it after sources told ESPN that Cambage was involved in a physical altercation during a closed-door warm-up game against Nigeria.
All right, we have a situation here in Las Vegas. The U.S. women just lost to Australia without Australia's best player. Liz didn't even play. We've now lost two games. We have won six straight gold medals, though. So
yeah, but
still
alarm bells going off around both teams.
You're right.
USA.
Makes it exciting.
We're running out of show, Frank. Let's jump to the big finish. The NFL suspended Saints defensive tackle David Onyemata 6 games for violation of the PED policy. Your thoughts?
Oh, come on. 6 games is huge. This is a guy that had 6.5 sacks last season, but he can't participate in the preseason and the practices. Conor McGregor.
How serious is the suspension? I mean, you know, serious.
No, it's big. Conor McGregor says he had stress fractures in his leg heading into the fight with the UFC, and the UFC knew about it. Is that a big deal?
Who's more annoying, Conor McGregor or DeChambeau? I mean, seriously. I mean, which one of these guys is on some
level? The golfer.
Level, I mean,
I'll take just, the golfer.
I mean, it's such fraudulence on both their parts. They don't own anything. Grow up. A.J. Hawk told Pat McAfee he just spent 7 days with Aaron Rodgers and believes Rodgers will still play for the Packers. Are you with him?
All right, Mike. I know you're an Aaron Rodgers guy. Did this backfire on him? He wanted the GM fired. The team didn't do that. And now we're getting closer to training camp. He's still a great player. You know he wants to play. It backfired on him.
Looks like he's going to play. It does.
All right. Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs tries to become the first pitcher to win 12 games tonight. You like his chances?
You know, I do. I mean, they're playing against the Diamondbacks outside the window here. Mad Bum, his first outing since like June 2nd. Yes, I'm going with my guy. They better not trade him. Last one, Space Jam 2 opens today. Are you going to see that?
Well, I think your son will, because that's more up his alley. By the way, I hope it works out for LeBron. We're not hearing a lot of Oscar buzz, Mike. The critics have been going after that one. Good luck to LeBron. We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. You can get the PTI podcast on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts. Now, Frank.
What do you got tomorrow night? What do you got? Quick.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting LectricEbikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.